From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats in Havana, where at least 22 have been sickened at the embassy. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they are clearly unable to do so.
Nauert said despite the expulsions, official ties with Cuba will not change.
Our policy on Cuba has not changed. We have diplomatic relationships with Cuba. We recognize that at this time, there is a need to keep a post open there with a skeleton crew handling emergency-type issues down there.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reacted, saying the decision represents a regression of bilateral ties, a purely political act that only benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. University of Miami Cuba specialist Jaime Suchlicki said he expects relations to remain rocky.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely this is escalating.
In June, President Donald Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties. Rwandan prosecutors have charged a prominent critic of President Paul Kagame with forgery and inciting insurrection. Diana Rwigara, who was barred from challenging Mr. Kagame in August's election, faces up to 15 years in jail. She's accused of forging some of the signatures in her effort to qualify as a candidate. Rwigara and members of her family have been detained since late September. This is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independent drive, calling it illegal.
Desde hace ya tiempo, determinadas autoridades
in a rare television address, the king accused Catalonia's leaders of repeated, conscious, and deliberate breaching of the Constitution and showing disloyalty to the state. He appealed for unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Uxe said the speech appeared to set the stage for the government's next step.
My view is that he was preparing the rest of us for what would be the next step in this, and the most probably the Spanish government will apply the Article 155 of the Constitution.
That would mean dissolving the regional parliament. The Barcelona Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets protesting Sunday's police crackdown in an attempt to disrupt the referendum. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is expected to make a statement later Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing Tuesday that the U.S. under the right conditions should remain in the Iran nuclear deal.
I believe at this point in time, absent indications to the contrary, it is something the president should consider staying with.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision whether or not to certify to Congress Iran is complying with the 2015 international agreement. President Trump Tuesday visited the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, devastated by two hurricanes last month, praising efforts by local and federal officials.
Power grid, honestly, was devastated before the hurricanes even hit. And then the hurricanes hit and they wiped them out. We're getting a lot of generators have been already brought to the island. Most of the hospitals are open, or at least partially open, but most of them now are open. And again, the job that's been done here is really nothing short of a miracle.
At least 34 people are known to have died during Hurricane Maria, a strong Category 5 storm that lashed the island 2 weeks ago. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami El Hamdallah chaired the first meeting of the Palestinian cabinet in Gaza City, part of an effort at reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. However, Hamas criticized President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to await the outcome of talks before lifting sanctions on Gaza. Three American scientists, Rainier Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne Tuesday, won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Physics for their work in measuring gravitational waves, a new way to observe the universe, including the exploration of phenomena such as black holes and neutron stars. Wednesday marks the 60th anniversary of the launching, October 4, 1957, of the first artificial satellite by the Soviet Union, launching the era of space exploration. Sputnik orbited the Earth for 92 days before burning up in the atmosphere. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.